Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Hey, Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. Now, on Sunday night, this coming Sunday night, starting at sundown, until sundown on Monday, will be the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Teruah. Now, we repeat again, as we've been saying, the Jewish rabbi and all the Jewish people are going to call this Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year or the Jewish New Year, but scripturally it is the Feast of Trumpets, and here's why. Ted, I said earlier in the program that I believe that ancient rabbis had a problem. They said, why would God set a day aside just to blow the shofar?
Yeah, I mean, because it doesn't
What's
say
the reason?
It doesn't say anything else in Scripture. It
doesn't
say
why.
Get together, have a holy convocation, don't do any work, and sound the trumpet. Well, you know, you can only blow that thing so long. It gets tiring. It's
your,
hard.
Your lips wear out.
Yeah.
Well, so I think that ancient rabbis, this is just my speculation, ancient rabbis made up this Jewish New Year stuff, and they found a scripture somewhere about the year of Jubilee and saying that, well, this is the new year, because they couldn't figure out why we would just blow the shofar, so they made a reason.
I think so. And also, we know 10 days from the sounding of the trumpet is the Day of Atonement. So it's like a 10-day period to reflect and get together, and you have to start sometime. So let's start on New Year's, like a New Year's revolution.
Had they had understanding, as we do today, that the shofar blowing will rejoice the return of our Messiah.
Yeah, I mean, if they would have listened to the prophet Zechariah, or even better, to Jesus himself, where he says that the trumpet is going to accompany the return of the Lord, then we would know why a day is set aside for that great and awesome day of God.
Now, here's a really neat, and we're going to blow the shofar for you in just a second, but here's another idea. When you're witnessing to a Jewish person right around this time, and this is a great time to do it, friends, you can say to them, oh yeah, the sound of the shofar, isn't that great? And just say, why do you blow the shofar anyway? And they'll probably say, well, because we're supposed to, because God said to. Why? What do you think God, why did he say that? And they're going to say, well, you know, that's just the way we do it. And you can say, oh, I think I know why. Because you see, the scriptures tell us when the Messiah returns, the Lord himself will blow the shofar. And it won't sound like this. It'll be much better than this. But this is what's going to be done in synagogues Sunday night, and especially Monday during the day, the blowing of the shofar. Jeffrey D. on vocals, Rabbi Ted on the horn. Turkiyah, Shevorim, Teruah. Turkiyah Gadola. Yeah, and it's traditional to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And that sound is going to be reverberating in synagogues throughout the world. And we pray that it reverberates in the hearts of Jewish people who long for the expectation of the return of Messiah. And friends, if you tell them about Jesus and his return, him coming back to that sound, it will point to his return.
Yeah. Listen, Ted, you know, the average typical Jew today really doesn't care about Messiah. I mean, they might say, oh yeah, we're still waiting for him to come. But the truth is, they don't understand. They need to understand. Instantly, it's a 1-2 punch, because Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, it's all about the blood, and Jews don't understand that either. And then when you put the two together, wow, this is how God set it up in the first place. When he initiated these feasts, he had Jesus in mind. The rabbis will say, no, he didn't. We say, look at the evidence and figure it out for yourself. It's so obvious. The trumpet's going to blow when Jesus returns. Hallelujah.
Friends, we are Messianic Minutes. We'd really love to hear from you. It's a great time of year to send a tax-deductible contribution. You can get our street address through the website, messianicminutes.com, or you can give electronically through the website, messianicminutes.com.
That is messianicminutes.com, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua. Mishichenu.
May the Lord bless you, and may he keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.